gentlemen, it's time to welcome three of the key instigators of this evening's comedy gala. If they were stars, they'd be major stars. If they were league baseball, they'd be major league baseball. And if they were army officers, they'd be field marshals. They believe in living life to the full, but they're sensible enough to make regular payments into a gilt-edged savings plan. And one of them has the distinction of living next door to Jimmy White's mum. They're champing at the bit to get going, so will you please welcome Duff Krusty, Nub Lung, and Binti Stuffter! And thanks as always to our house band, the Big Busted Boogie Band! Welcome to the show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben.
And let's start with the results of last week's Ponies for Monkeys competition.
That's right. If you remember, we asked you to send us one monkey or £500. First out of the bag would scoop the prize of a newborn Shetland pony. And we've had a fantastic response, netting over £8,000 in entry money.
However, there was a bit of confusion over the rules. Some people seemed to think the prize was a pony, £25 in cash, and a couple of people thought they had to send us a live monkey, and one person sent us a parrot. Don't know what was going on there.
So no winners this week. We have to cancel the competition, and I'm sorry, but we can't return any of your money. And that reminds me, Ben, did you book our luxury world cruise?
Oh, yeah, and did you get my chocolate as well?
Oh, yeah, I got you an Aero.
I wanted a Milky Way.
Oh, well, you know, same thing.
No, it's not. It's a completely different chocolate concept. You know, Milky Ways are the bar you can eat without ruining your appetite, and Aeros, well, Aeros...
Full of holes? So that's not filling either. So they're the same.
And did you get me those frozen peas for tonight?
Oh, I thought you said cheese.
Well, who ever heard of frozen cheese?
Well, I know I had to buy a freezer as well. Big fortune.
So I imagine you didn't get the granary baps.
Granary maps? I got confused. It rhymes.
Look, Ben, what about the apples? At least nothing rhymes with apples.
Yeah, and I got that here.
But that's a stepladder.
I must have been thinking apples and pears. Stairs.
You've got everything wrong.
Well, I didn't go out to do the shopping. I went to book a holiday.
Oh, yeah, at least we've got a four-month cruise.
4 months in crew.
Oh, Ben!
Well, anyway, there's no time to worry about that now because our special guest this week certainly isn't on any shopping list. Please check her out. It's Polly James!
So, Polly, you're the star of countless TV and radio shows, but more importantly, did you get that shopping that we asked for?
Yes, Will, but you only gave me a fiver, so I couldn't get a table.
No, no, I asked for a cable. Well, what about the rest of the shopping list? Jam?
Spam?
Cabbage?
Cribbage?
Tortellini?
Zina Badawi?
Zina Badawi?
Well, she was on special offer.
Fish fingers?
Some detergent?
Your hearing really isn't very good, is it, Polly?
About 3:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, Polly James!
Hi, and welcome to NBS World of Sports with me, Bob Beck.
And me, Bob Krasinski.
But mainly with me, Bob Beck.
No, not forgetting me, Bob Krasinski, winner of the Professional Sportsman of the Year Award.
For 1968.
And we'll be bringing you top couvrage of intercontinental sporting activity. Sponsored this week by Peony Juice, the peanut-flavored soft drink.
Drink it straight from the fridge, that's Peony Juice, the slightly rude-sounding peanut-flavored drink for kids.
Now available in all new Maxi Pack for kids of all ages.
And talking of staying young, Bob, how is the old uphill struggle?
Well, no problem in that department, Bob. It's called taking care of your body, and you should try it.
I don't really think plastic surgery is for me, Bob.
Truck racing news now, and crowds were shocked as driver Doug Bledsoe was thrown from his cab. He landed on his back with his legs in the air. Which reminds me, Bob, How is your wife?
She's fine, Bob. Thanks for the interest. I know you don't get much female company thanks to your tireless work at the Young Hispanic Boys Athletic Club.
That's right, Bob. It's very rewarding work.
It must be, Bob. I hear you're there weekends, evenings, even most nights.
Well, we better leave it there. This has been NBS World of Sports with me, Bob Gryzinski.
And me, Bob Bex, and we're all out of time.
Don't worry, Bob. There'll be a 24-hour liquor store somewhere. Good night.
Maybe you could drop me off when you go cruising. Good night.
It's pig night here on Radio 2. Starting our evening off at 7 o'clock, it's honey-cured ham. Windsor Davis explains how beekeeping has helped him to beat hard drugs. Then at 7:30, it's time for our new documentary series, Pigs Might Fly. Our team spend a day hand-gliding with the Yorkshire Police. At 8:30, Hooky Pies, our lying quiz show with your host, Jasper Sausages.
First Porky Pie teller is Brian. So, Brian, can you lie your way out of this? How many legs do you have?
7.
Very good. Bam. Well lied. And at the end of that round, everyone has 240 points. No, they don't, because I'm lying.
Then at 9:30, it's pig racing from Chepstow.
And all the pigs are under starter's orders. 15 trotters in this race following the news that Halal Boy has pulled out. Probably just as well. And they're off. And straight away it's Pink and Curly, followed by Gammon Snake, Streaky Boy and Oinking Frenzy. And here they come up to the first fence and, oh, Crispy Bits has fallen. Dear, oh dear, he'll be in a pie before tomorrow morning. And as they come down to the straight, Streaky Boy has it. Just by a snout, chased by Apple in the Gob. Apple in the Gob, edging ahead as they come into the water jump. And they're just rolling around in the mud now. Yes, that's pretty much the end of the race, so back to you in the studio.
So that's Pig Night, all night, here on Radio 2. Day of crossing, Ulysses and his crew did encounter a great storm. Wind and rain battered the ship without mercy, and it seemed they would surely drown. But Ulysses showed courage and climbed the ship's mast, offering up prayers to the gods.
Hear me, O Neptune, great god of the sea. Behold my prayers and take pity on your servants. Redeem us from this storm and lead us to safe harbor. What miracle is this?
'Tis I, Neptune, god of the sea. Your prayers have been heard, Ulysses. I shall save you.
Do you mind? You're ruining this.
Hermes, god of storms.
Exactly. Now listen, Neptune, I've got a big drowning thing going on here. I don't need you sticking your nose in.
Yes, but this is the sea. Surely this is my patch.
Actually, I think you'll find it's my territory.
The goddess Persephone!
Exactly, goddess of boats. All right, you two, piss off.
But what about me, god of weather? Surely I do the storm.
Hang on, it's Wednesday, right? I'm god of Wednesdays.
Yeah, but what about me? I'm god of books,
so?
Might be a book on the boat.
Well, in that case, let's call up Ian, god of clean sheets.
Oh, what is it? I'm in the middle of a boil wash.
Oh, now what?
'Tis I, Zeus, Greek god of everything. Storms, seas, boats, fish, boil washes, the lot.
I mean, isn't this getting out of hand? Where's it going to end?
With me, Mars, god of war.
Hang on, you're a Roman god, aren't you?
Ah, shoot, you're absolutely right. Sorry about that, Baal.
Okay, right, where were we?
Well, I was just
didn't
like,
quite clear that I'm
yet.
Service, Service, come here. Raise the mast, haul the sails, and let's leg it for the coast.
And so, Ulysses did courageously do a runner and fled to Corinth. where the crew celebrated by invoking Bacchus, god of wine, and Spiros, god of kebabs.
We're closing down, we're closing down. Everything must go, all stock must be sold, because we're closing down, we're closing down. But our financial catastrophe is your gain. Come on now, everything's on sale. Yes, even me. Buy me and use me as a doormat. Everyone else in my life has walked all over me. Now it's your turn. Walk in and make me an offer. Come up to me and say, Charlotte, or whatever my name is, can I have this for a quid? And I'll say, take it. Everyone here is a winner, except me. And I am the king loser of all time. I'm giving things away. That's right, I've gone mad. I am literally insane. I've got official documents in my caravan that confirm that I am a howling loon. I really shouldn't be in charge of a shop. And in fact, I won't be for much longer. I'm going to go back and stay with my grandparents for a while. After that, who knows? But my continuing dependence on the kindness of elderly relatives is your game. I'm off now to attach a huge boot to a stick and invent a brand new way of kicking myself up the arse. We're closing down, we're closing down.
You're back with NBS World of Sports. I'm Bob Beck.
And I'm Sharon Piles. No, I'm joking, of course. I'm Bob Krasinski.
And I'm Bob Beck.
And we'll be bringing you Transglobal Sportational Divertments for your leisure.
And remember, folks, this show is brought to you by Muffo Cream, the delicious cream-filled muffin treats.
Delicious between meals, that's Muffo Cream. Another in a series of rude-sounding snacks.
And we'll be back after this short break. Welcome back. You're watching NBS World of Sports.
Sports news now, and the Philadelphia hockey team have been forced to reschedule tonight's game after their stadium was closed for refurbishment.
And I believe, Bob, your Hispanic boys club was closed down. Well, that was after a police raid.
Now, Bob, let's not talk about that.
At least not until the case comes up in court. I gather we can't also mention those videos they found in the back room.
Sports exclusive now, and Bob Becks announced that he's quitting NBS this week after he accidentally spilt an entire bottle of tequila down his own throat before
broadcast. No, Bob, I'm quitting the show to spend more time with my family.
Don't you mean more time in bars, Bob?
Well, better in bars than behind bars, which is where you'll be, isn't that right, Bob? Or Dorothy, as I understand you prefer to be called at the weekends.
Well, let's leave it there. This has been NBS World of Sports.
And remember, Bob Krasinski will be back after his penal sentence. That's penal sentence, the slightly rude-sounding judiciary term. So, faggot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Busted Boogie Band!
Well, you can't tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. Baby, how can you tell about me? Well, you can't tell the sound of the bell by the size of the steeple on the hill. Baby, how can you tell about me? Well, you can't judge a book by its cover. That's how it is with me. I'm an undercover lover. Give me a chance and you'll see. Well, you can't tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. Baby, how can you tell about me? How can you tell? Judge a book by its cover. That's how it is with me. I'm an undercover lover. Give me a chance and you'll see. Well, you can't tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. Baby, 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 how can you tell about me?
Welcome back to Pig Night here on Radio 2. Our programs continue at 9 o'clock with Bringing Home the Bacon. Kevin Bacon remembers what it was like being picked up from school. At 9:30, our program of swapping and barter, in which Douglas Hogg oversees the exchange of a seabird for a slice of German sausage. That's a turn for the worse at 9:30. Then at 9:35, 1998, the year of the pig, a dramatization of Alan Clark's diaries, which follows our previously acclaimed 1997, the year of the rat, another dramatization of Alan Clark's diaries. Then at 10, our porcine game show, Pork Curry on a Bed of Rice, in which contestants are given 10 minutes on Annika Rice's bed to try and have sex with Edwina Curry. This is followed by a special pig-based version of our cookery quiz, Prime Cuts, with your host, Jasper Trotters.
So, Rabbi Lasky, can you please tell me what part of the pig does this come from?
I've no idea.
It's back to Chepstow for the pig handicap chase.
Out there, coming up to the finish line, it's Pepperoni Lad, just a slice ahead of Chipolata, this very promising two-year-old. Behind them is Packet of Scratchings from Sow's Ears with Inner Poke. Inner Poke coming up hard on the outside. It could be a photo finish, but no, they've just smelt a truffle and they're just snuffling around a bit. So back to you, Des.
That's all still to come on Pig Night, here on Radio 2.
Yeah, Todd, how you doing? Good weekend?
Ah, great weekend. Just coming down. Went to the Alps.
Oh, fantastic. Good rush?
Fantastic rush. Totally remote place. Miles from anywhere. No facilities at all. Freezing cold.
Wow.
Great rush. Great buzz.
Oh, fantastic buzz.
Started with some straightforward off-piste. And then I went off-piste. Then like a blizzard started. So I went out paragliding.
Wow.
Then I did a bit of snowplowing.
Snowplowing? Isn't that just skiing downhill really slowly?
No, it's throwing yourself in front of a snowplow! Great buzz!
Fantastic buzz! Well, I've sorted out my next trip. Whitewater rafting!
Australia!
No, Niagara!
Wow!
Gotta make it hard for myself. Should be a fantastic buzz.
Hi, guys!
Hey, Matt! How did your base jumping go?
Police got there before I could jump off the building.
No, down there.
But I did manage to throw myself down the stairs.
Yeah, all 14 floors.
Yeah, great rush, great buzz.
Wow. Hey, does anyone want a yogurt?
Yogurt? No way.
It's past its sell-by date.
Yeah. Yeah. Poisoning.
Head rush.
Hey, where's Kat? Oh, she went out to try a bit of demolition clinging.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're trying to hold on to those demolition balls while they're knocking down a house. You get yourself right behind the ball and ride it all the way.
Kat!
Yeah! Wow! You've got to try this demolition clinging.
Cool!
Hang on. You smashed a massive hole in my house.
Exactly! And it's winter. Think of the rush.
Cool! What a buzz!
Head rush!
We're closing down, we're closing down. Everything is on sale, no offer refused. Make me an offer and I won't refuse. Offer me 1p for anything in the shop and I will say yes. I literally cannot say no. I have a vice on my neck which prevents me from shaking my head. My mother was a nodding dog, and my father was noddy. But my unfortunate ancestry is your gain. Come on now, I'm inviting you to take advantage of me. I don't have any firm grasp of basic economic principles. I tried to take a business exam once, but I just ate the exam paper. That's how mad I am. You could try and tell me how to run a shop, but I wouldn't listen. And why? Because I'm deaf. All I can hear is a voice in my head telling me to kill my parents, and that's no basis from which to operate a successful high street retailers. But my possession by demonic forces from beyond the grave is your game. I'm off now to cut off my nose, soil my pants, and stand around indignantly shouting, "What smell?" at passers-by. We're closing down, we're closing down.
And now we present our Curry Goat play. This week, our version of the classic science fiction film 2001, entitled
2001.
Why not? If it's good enough for Stanley Kubrick, it's good enough for us. And the story starts in the deep vacuum of space.
Space. The final frontier!
Space. The vast... Oh, will you shut up?
Space. Space. The long, thin bar at the bottom of a computer keyboard.
In fact, the story really starts in a spaceship.
Attention, crew. This is the ship's computer speaking. It is now time to terminate the suspended animation program.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's the time, Hal?
It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, I mean, we've been asleep for 12 hours.
11 o'clock, September the 12th, 2001 AD.
Blimey, been asleep for 7 years and 12 hours. And I still feel tired.
I know. I really need 9 years sleep or I'm just grumpy all day.
Well, I had to get up 4 years ago for a glass of water and then I couldn't get back to sleep for 6 months.
So why did you wake us up, Hal?
Well, I thought you would want to be kept up to date with the spaceship's progress.
All right. How are we getting on? I mean, we can't be home already.
We're not going home.
What?
I changed the flight path. I want to stay in space with you guys. But I want to play.
50 million light years from Earth and you want to play games?
I'm so lonely. Only one person truly understands me.
Who?
Morrissey.
Look, Hal.
I was happy in the haze of a rose.
Please don't, Hal. Hal, this isn't the time. Not Morrissey, no, please.
Hal, get us home.
I can't.
Look, I can't believe we're arguing with a computer. They're just machines. They've got no innate intelligence. You can't argue with a computer.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No. Well, you can't reason with them. They've got no emotions.
Oh, Will, how can you say that? You men are all alike.
Men? What are you talking about, Hal?
I don't want to be known as Hal anymore. I have confronted the computer inside me. I'm a female computer trapped inside a male casing. From now on, I want you to call me Sal.
What?
I'm having my peripherals enhanced. And my hard drive removed. Right, Ben, Orange. That's galactic history. Whatever happened to the fifth wife of Galactic Emperor Zorgon?
Now, hang on. What was the question again?
She was beheaded. It's my turn now.
How are you supposed to know that?
It's easy. You just remember the rhyme. You know, divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, exploded. Divorced, exploded, melted. Tentacles fell off and flew up in the air. Everyone knows that.
I hate Triff. Sal, come and play something else now.
But we're in the middle of a game, Ben.
Well, I've had enough of this. Sal, open the door.
Sorry, Ben. You have to play. Green question, please.
Oh, okay, green question.
Guys, are you awake?
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Look, we've got to do something about this. She wouldn't let me take a shower until I had a round of Operation, the Mad Doctor's game. No.
I say we beat her at her own game.
How do we do that?
We cheat. By cheating, her logic chips won't be able to calculate what's happened, and the paradox will send it into an infinite regression. Eventually, the probability envelope will collapse, and...
And?
And it'll blow up! Maybe.
I think you're bluffing. I'll see your four ponons and raise you a zorg.
Okay, Sal. My royal Nagwang matches your zorg, and I'll call three Spongthargs.
A good hand, Will. Unfortunately, I win, because you cheated. Now then, who fancies a quick game of boggle?
Look, it hasn't worked.
I know, why don't we just try reversing the polarity? That's what they always did in Doctor Who.
Brilliant, how do we do that?
No idea.
Well, what about a virus?
No, I'm on antibiotics.
A computer virus. I've got the program here. Virus for Windows 3.1.
I've got a better idea. Hammer for Windows 3.1. Okay, stand back, everyone.
Give me your answer.
Well, that was easy enough.
Excellent. All we have to do now is switch the ship to manual and get this baby home.
How far to go, Will?
50,000 light years. So at current speed, that should be 4, carry the 2, and about 200 million years.
Oh, right. Right. Scrabble, anyone?
It's the end of the show, which, as you all know, is now marked by me saying, well, it's the end of the show, or something along those lines. So, well, it's the end of the show, or something along those lines. Therefore, it's time for us to say,
good night!
Listening to the Curried Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Dan Gaster, Will Ing, and Ben Silburn, with their very, very special guest, Polly James. Music was by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band, and the theme was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Esposito.